It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening. We are at Greenville High School, where the Indians are taking on the Green Wave. JV game coming up. We interrupted the OHSAA, I believe it's Division IV game, but that you can go to, if you want to hear the rest of that, you can go to OHSAA.org and go to Listen Live. You can do that on your phone or your computer. So if you do want to hear the rest of that game, you can do that. We'll be getting underway here very shortly. Reese Rogers is here for doing the play-by-play, and he'll be doing most of the games this season. How we doing, Reese?
Not too bad, not too bad.
I like it. So you ready to do all the fun stuff this year?
It should be an interesting year, especially for the boys. And
yep, we played very well last night.
I listened to the end of it, and I listened to Bayshore talk, and he was pretty happy how the seniors played and how Grant Kanapke played. Obviously, when I seen Grant Kanapke at 16 points, I said, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to be on fire, and I was expecting Pete to have the most points, but
yeah, PD was a little limited. I think he still
has a
little bit of problem with his hip. He didn't appear to be favoring it, but he didn't play like he usually plays. And Grant was a beast, especially that fourth quarter. He just kind of
took over. You know,
I thought we just did pretty well. Looks like they're introducing the starters for the JV.
Number 5 for Fort Cover, Gavin Toby. Number 10, Ryan Post. Number 14, Riley Dilworth. Number 15, Brian Binn. And number 33, Owen Shane. And for the Greenville Green Wave, number 2, Alec Fletcher. 4, Reed Haynes. 5, Ethan Flannery. 20, Foster Cole. And 40, Mason Whites. I think I'm saying that white, right? Number 40? Whites? I don't know.
Yeah, Wikes.
Wikes.
Yep. It's W-Y-K-E-S.
So you said the JV lost by 10.
Yeah, but they looked pretty good. We kept trying to get it into Ben and did pretty well, but we just didn't make a lot of shots. Kind of like the girls went today. We were doing a lot of things right, but we weren't making the shots, and that makes it pretty tough.
Yep.
So.
And after this, the boys play will be next Friday, I think.
Yes.
Next Friday, I'm not sure against who.
Yeah, I had it. Delphus Jefferson. At Delphus Jefferson.
Yep.
And the girls will be playing
Tuesday. Should be Tuesday.
No, it's Thursday. Thursday, New Knoxville, and Saturday evening at Jay County. There's no boys game next Saturday. Girls play at 6 o'clock. JV start over at Jay County, and we will be simulcasting JV and varsity for that game with WPGW. So we're getting ready for the tip-off.
Yep, and looks like Gavin Toby will go for the Indians. He didn't get it.
Yep.
So Greenville will have the first possession of it. Pass it up with number 20. Foster Coley gives it over to the big guy, and they pass back over to number 5. Ethan Flannery passes over. It looks like they're doing a little screen across, and they get over to number 4. Reed Haynes up for 3, no good. Rebound by Brian Benn. Brian Benn will dish it off to Gavin Toby, and Toby will bring up the Indians over to Riley Dilworth on the corner. And Riley Dilworth throws a pass around post, and it'll be over and back for the Indians. That'll be the first turnover of the night.
It was just a little past his reach. It looked like he was going to go out there, and Riley threw kind of a lead pass toward the back end, and That didn't work out very well.
So Reed Haynes will bring it up for Greenville. He'll dish in a good steal by Ryan Post. Ryan Post will slow her down and pop for three. No good. Rebound by number four, Reed Haynes. Reed.
He made a bunch of those last night.
Yep.
I think he had 15.
Reed Haynes will throw it to the corner to number two, Alec Fisher. Back up to the top to number 20, Foster Cole. We'll give it up to the big man, Mason. Shanks looks around and gives it to number five, Ethan Flannery. And he'll drive, kick, and no good. He'll turn it over there, and we'll have a jump ball here by Fort Recovery. And we'll go to the Indians. Gavin will pass in the Ryan Post. Ryan Post will bring it up. 5:41 left in the first. No score. Ryan Post getting in trouble at around half court. He better get it off.
Yep.
Ryan with cutting dish up. No good. Rebound by number two, Alec Fletcher. And Reed Haynes will bring it up for the Greenville Green Wave. The other guy wasn't paying attention, and it goes off him. And
we have it.
And nope, we lost it.
Scramble for the ball.
And we'll go back to Greenville.
We sort of had it. Yeah, we never really had control. Nobody had control of that. It was just on our end of the court. So Green Wave will have it now with 5:15 left in the first quarter.
Greenville bring it up and set up a play. A little scramp top, dish cut up, and no good. Rebounded, but that's over the back. Should be.
Yep,
over the back call on number 20, Foster Cole. So, still no score with 5 minutes left to go in the first. Ryan Post will bring it up for Indians. And we'll get it off. Owen's going to go for a screen. It's going to be a foul call on number five, Ethan Flannery.
A little bit too much contact there.
Yep.
Sometimes you can get away with that, but when it causes a loss of the basketball, so they'll call it.
And Gavin Toby will bring it, throw it in for the Indians, and turn over Gavin to her own Shane.
Yep.
Greenville bring it up, run a play, and 4:15 left. Gives it over to number 40, Mason Wanks. Gives it back to number 20, Foster Cole. Foster will drive, and it'll be a blocking foul, and he'll have two shots. I think the foul will be called on Riley Dilworth.
Okay, Riley. It's the Indians' first foul. Greenville has two.
Yep. Foster Cole will go to the line, shooting two. First one up, no good. And you'll have a second one. 4:35 left. No score. Foster throw up the next one. No good. Rebound by number 40. Mason Wanks up for three by number five, Ethan Flannery. And it's good. 3-point basket for the Greenville Green Wave. And Indians will bring it up. Ryan Post, the point guard, will look around, give it over to Owen Chain. Owen will drive, kick, give it to Riley Dilworth, drives, gives it over to Ben, and it'll be a blocking foul, number 40, Mason Wanks. Now it'll be Greenville's third foul. Got a few subs, number 35, Nicholas Rutledge coming in, and number 50, Austin Fitzgerald. We're also coming. Owen will take it out for the Indians, looking for anyone. And he gets tipped and go out of bounds, so we'll stay with the Indians.
So 4:09 left to go in the first quarter.
3-0.
Indians leading, not very Owen, high scoring.
Yeah. Owen will give in to Riley. Ryan Post, my bad. Then a little scramble for the ball. Riley Dilworth comes up with it. Riley passes off to Owen Shane. Owen passes out to Ryan Post. Up for three, no good. Rebound by number 20, Foster Cole. And the point guard, Green Haynes, will come up for, bring it up for Greenville. He'll give it over to number two, Alex Fletcher. Gives it back to number 20, Foster Cole, up for three. Good by number 35, Nicholas Rutledge. Ryan Post will give it over to Owen Shane, which will find Brian Benn in the post. Now it'll be a two-point basket, Brian Benn. And so the Green Wave will bring it up with number four, Reed Hayes. Reed drives, kicks over to number 50, Austin Fitzgerald, no good for three, over the back. Foul will be on Rutledge, and that'll be his first. And Ian Homan, Russell Gear, and number 32, or no, it's 22, I think. Yeah, Derek Lochtefeld. And Gavin Toby will bring it up for the Indians, pull up short, and good. Good basket by Gavin Toby, right inside the free throw line. And Greenville's pretty quick to get back up the floor. And give over the number two, Alex Fletcher, gives over to the big man, number 20, Foster Cole. Foster will drive in, and no good. So they'll go up. Have two at the foul line. Foul on Ian Homan. 6-4 score, and I don't know, just nobody's found the hoop, the inside part of the hoop. Nobody's not.
Girls' game kind of went that way today, that both teams got plenty of good shots off, and they just weren't going in. It's
Foster Cole made the first, and
turn up the intensity a little bit somewhere.
Yeah. Throws up the next one, and no good. Rebounded by, that should have been a foul on Gavin Toby, but
yeah, he
called it.
Pushed him a little bit.
And number 10, Ryan Post will bring it up. He gives it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby drives, and that's going to be a foul on Rutledge. That'll be his, I think, second. Yep, that'll be his second. So Indians will take it out underneath the basket. Ian Homan will throw it into Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld gives it over the post. Post over to Gale. Gale drives, kicks. No good. Rebound by Rutledge. Greenville bring it past. Gives it over to number 20. That's Foster Cole.
Yep.
Goes across court to number four, Reed Hayes. He's looking around. Gives it over to number two, Alec Fletcher. Alec Fletcher drives. That's a travel.
Yeah, that was a euro step and a half, or maybe 2 euro steps. You kind of get away with one.
Kobe Wendell will come in for Lochtefeld.
Looks like Owen Shane.
Oh, no, I try and pose.
Owen
Shane. And then Owen Shane will check in on the next.
Check in the next one. Steal, probably another foul
for
Rutledge, but they didn't call it.
So Greenville will have another chance here. Number two, Alec Fletcher, has it at the top. Look, gives it over to number four, Reed Haynes. Reed looks around, gives number 20 on the high post for Foster Cole. Foster looking around. Gives over to Reed Haynes. Reed looks inside number two, Alec Fletcher. And Alec will put it up, bounce five or six times.
Yep.
Goes in, so makes their score 9-4. And Kobe kicks it, and it will be retrieved by Greenville, and they will...
So the Greenville JV coach called a timeout because the ball was loose, but he didn't really want one after once he got the ball, but they stopped the play, so they're,
yep, they're going
to give him a timeout.
Yep.
So we'll take a quick timeout with them, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Yep.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here in Greenville, where the JV team is boys JV team is taking on the Green Wave, and our score is 9-4 with a minute 23 left in the first. And Greenville will throw the ball in.
Yep, Indians are down and
they're not scoring. We're having a bunch of turnovers and we're kind of not getting anything. We're not getting our plays in. Rutledge will throw up a three, no good, rebound by Brian Benn. I think he's going to be pretty good here in the next year.
He looked so smooth last night. He missed some shots, but man, was he was a force inside.
Yeah.
Had some great moves. Those will go in.
Yep.
And I'm not saying when he's a sophomore, I'm saying this week or next week. A lot of those will go in. He's just a really good, strong player.
Yeah. Indians turn it over again.
Yep, 51 seconds now.
And Reed Haynes will bring up for the Greenville, guard by Kobe Wendell. Gives in the post with number 20, Foster Cole. Goes up a one-hand shot and good. Wow. We're just not getting rolls, I guess.
No, because that really shouldn't have been a...
No.
That's not a real shot.
Gene Hillman gives over to Gale. Gale's looking around. Gives over to the corner, Kobe Wendell. Kobe gets a screen by Brian Benn. A little roll open. Too late now, Kobe. Gets it back, though.
Yep.
Luckily. Gives it back into Benn. Benn gives it back to Wendell. Wendell thought about shooting, drives, kicks, and no good air ball. And Greenville doesn't know how much time's left, and we'll chuck up a half court and nine close. So, end of the first, 11-4. We'll be back after this.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low
-419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back. We've been off the air again. We've been having some computer problems today. Had a lot of problems during the girls game today and having a few problems before the game and problems now. So we are back. It's 4:28 left in the second quarter. Indians down 15-7.
Indians get in, get it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby throws up one hand shot, no good. Rebound by the Green Wave, and there are 3-on-3. And Riley Dilworth.
Guy made a fake, and
Riley Dilworth went on top of him.
Riley was going to block that one. But
or take a tumble.
Yeah. So
that'll be a foul on Riley, and it'll be taken out under. He was not shooting, and it's not a 1-1 opportunity or.
Yep,
that
was a fifth foul.
Yep. So Greenville will take it out under their basket. Big guy brings over to their point guard, number 4, Reed Haynes. Reed, he has to be one of the better players, I'd have to guess. It seems like the ball is in his hands.
Yep, definitely the ball handler.
Gives over to number 20, Foster Cole. Foster Cole throws up a one-hand shot. That's not going to work. Rebound by Brian Benn. Yeah.
I don't blame him for shooting it because the last five times he's done it, it's gone in. But that wasn't any better than the ones that went in. That was not a very good shot. But
Brian Benn throws like a...
Yeah, baseball pass.
Baseball pass to someone, I think it was Ryan Post. And luckily, they hit it out of bounds because that would have been ball. That should have been theirs. And it's going to be jump ball, and it's going to go to
Indians, I believe. So 3:48 now, 15-7.
Gavin Toby will get into Gale. Gale dribbling around. Tapes two people, gives over to Benn. Benn up for two and good.
Nice little 8-foot shot.
15-9.
Yep, so now we've scored five and they've scored three halfway through the second quarter.
And Foster Cole, point guard, has the ball, looking around. Gives it over to number 20. No, that was Reed Haynes. Gives it over to Foster Cole. Alex Fletcher drives, backs out, and then gives it over to number four, Reed Haynes. Reed driving, and he is going to be hacked by number 10.
Yep, Ryan.
Ryan Post, and that'll be number six. And he, I think he was shooting on that one.
Yeah.
They're going up for a layup on that one.
Yeah.
So it's going to be two free throws for the Green Wave. And number four, Reed Haynes will have two free throws for the Green Wave. 15-9 our score, 3:10 left. First one up and good, so that makes our score 16-9. Number 50, Austin Fitzgerald will check in for number 40, Mason Wykes. And throws up the next one, and no good, but it's going to be line violation on the Green Wave, so shot will not count, and Indians will get the ball, and we're doing, Greenville is bringing on the press, man press, and Ryan just takes all the way, so they get past it, no problem, and it's going to be a foul on number 50, Austin Fitzgerald, and Brian Benn will go to the line shooting, shoot 1-1, I think.
Be their eighth foul.
Should be.
So I think he's doing, yep, signals a 1-1. Brian was pretty good from the foul line last night, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong.
And
that
first
one bounces around.
No good, but rebound by Riley Dorr. He gets back into Benn. Throws up there. No good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby. Ain't good, so.
Maybe that'll get us fired up.
Rebounded by Gavin Toby. Throws up and good. So, and a foul. So he's going to go for a three-point play. That makes our score 16-11. So Indians are making a push before half. I don't know what Overton told them right after that timeout. We started struggling, but they're finally alive, I'd have to say. Toby will throw up the first one, or the only one, and it'll be good. And now Coach Overton puts on a press. And it's a man press, so everyone's guarding the guy. Gets over to number five, Ethan Fletcher. Loses it in the paint.
Inside.
And it's going to be a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Green Wave.
Green Wave guy was on the floor, and Brian Benn says, I need to get on there with him. So he reached down there and just grabbed a hold of that ball and got the jump ball. I think if they'd have let him go, he might have traveled, but that's, you don't want to do that. You want to.
Nope.
Because if he happens to be able to toss it to somebody while everybody's looking down on the floor, could have been an easy bucket for him. So
gives in to number 20, Foster Cole. Foster will look around, gives number 4, Reed Haynes. Reed will throw up a one-handed.
Wow.
That probably almost broke the backboard.
Yeah, he went up, and when he saw he's going to get fouled, he fired it at the basket.
And he'll go up there and shoot two. This has been a hacking machine. And
yeah.
At least this game has been, everyone's been either, I bet most of the points have come from the free throw line. First one's up and good. Extra score 17-12, 2:34 left and the second quarter.
Haynes with his second shot.
Up and no good. Rebound by
Brian Benn.
Brian Benn. And almost does a turnover. Gives that with a Gavin Toby up to Riley Dilworth, and he about loses it. And it's going to be a hold on number.
He got grabbed when he was trying to get away from him.
20, it should be.
Looking
for, yeah,
he's
looking for 20.
Yep.
Yep. So it's going to be
Foster Cole.
It's going to be two shots now.
And that's
should
his
be.
Second.
Yep, two shots. So
yep.
Riley Dilworth
to
the line, shooting two.
I'm thinking Riley's a pretty good foul shooter, if I remember from last year.
First one up ain't good. So
good center.
That makes our score 17-14, and Owen Shane will check in for the Indians for Brian Benn.
Yep.
Maybe going a little quicker.
Yep, just might be. Yep. So, Dilworth back to the line for second one here.
Up and good.
That,
so, Riley Dilworth goes 2-for-2 at the line. Overton puts on
by
the press.
Two.
And takes up the side. Throws up a shot, and good by number 5,
Flannery.
Ethan Flannery. Gavin, and he throws it right to the – and blocks. Nope, he's going to be called for a foul. Gavin took the ball out of bounds, had the made shot, and threw it literally right to a Greenville guy.
Yep.
And I bet Coach O ain't happy about that one. It's going to be – did he make it? That was the and one, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yep.
So we'll go into commercial break. Timeout.
Yep. Be back in just a minute.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here at Greenville High School. 2:10 left in the second quarter. Indians down 19-14. We were only 2 points down just a moment ago at I think 16-14. But it's Green Wave with a few points there. And I want to remind you, after the game tonight, we're going to be going to the
football.
Canton football. It'll be the last game of the state tournament, Division III, Trotwood Madison, and Dresden Tri-Valley. That's actually starting at 7:30 coverage, football kickoff at 8. We will join that in progress, but you can listen to it at OHSAA.org. But you'll probably be listening to us or the Buckeyes at that time. But if you want to get to that, you can at OHSAA.org. And the game in its entirety will be on our archives late tonight.
Number 5, Ethan Flannery. No, he missed that. He missed the.
Yep.
He'll get two shots and make the second. He missed the first, made the second. And Gavin Toby will take it out and gives it to Ryan Pose. And he's on back. Greenville's coach backs off the press. Ryan Pose drives, kicks to good pass, but Toby wasn't ready for it. And Toby got a hold of it and lost it, so Greenville will keep possession.
Lead back to 6 for the Green Wave, and they have the ball on our end. They have to go the length of the court.
But. And a ball thrown up in the air. Oh, man. And we'll go to Indians. So
two guys going for it, and they touched it last.
Yep. I don't know what that pass was supposed to do, but.
Yeah, their player. Everybody went up, and he was the last one to touch it. They both went down to the floor.
So Toby will throw it into Ryan Post. Ryan will drive, kick it to Gavin Toby. Good spin move. Throws up a one-hand shot. No good. It should be for recovery. Yep. Stays with for recovery off of
Owen had it, but came down with it and bounced off the Greenville's
foot.
Went out of bounds. So
Owen Shane will take out for the Indians. He will get into the
Green
other
wave.
And the guy will do a layup and
Riley Post.
Riley blocked it, but called for a foul. So
they're trying to get it to Ryan Post, and that stolen. And Riley Dilworth, he got a lot of ball, but he also got a little bit of the body.
Yep.
So
that was send Ethan Flannery to line shooting 2.
Minute 37 left in the second quarter.
Missed the first. Our score 20-14 in the second quarter.
Spun around the rim and out. We need to hope he misses this one too. Get the rebound.
And goes up and good. So 1-2 from the line. Owen Chain will give it in to Gavin Toby.
Back to a 7-point lead. It was down to 2.
Gavin Toby will drive, kick out the Ryan Post. Ryan Post 4-3, no good. And
foul.
Foul.
Foul in the act. Gets a 3-point shot. Or 3 foul shots, excuse me.
3 shots, the ref says. So he'll have 3 chances at the foul line. 21-14, 1:28 left in the second quarter.
And if he does,
Indians are finally starting to, I don't know, make a push or starting to wake up or something.
Yeah.
But
we do like we did last night. Ryan will make all 3 of these. He had got one where he's pushed into the second row.
And missed the first.
Missed the first one. Oh, man, we're just
We're not. I don't think we're.
Ryan was drilling everything last night. He can't make anything. It's 0 points. Hasn't made a shot yet.
Missed the second.
Missed the foul shot. He's missed 2 of 2 here. That is not Ryan Post missing foul shots, especially 2 in a row.
Ryan Post will throw up a third. No good.
And
rebounded
long.
By the Green Wave.
Second one was short off the front of the rim. That was off the back of the rim. Still 21-14.
Reed Haynes will bring it up for, and he loses it. Falls on the floor. That should be a travel, but Greenville calls the timeout, and we'll take one with them. 21-14, our score, 1:17 left in the second quarter. We'll be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We back?
Yep.
We are back here in Greenville, 21-14 score, Green Wave JV competition. Green Wave on top, 1:17, my bad, left in the second quarter, and Greenville has the ball on their side.
I think 10 minutes ago, there was 2.5 minutes to go in this quarter. This has gone a long
and
time.
Good,
he just
I don't
traveled.
Know why we're not back on our side for defense, but they just get easy layup.
Very easy layup, even though he did take an extra step. But
Ryan Post will bring up for the Indians, get off to Riley Dilworth. Riley Dilworth drives, looks around, kicks out the own channel, and traveled. He kind of stuttering with his feet, but it's lucky, and it will stay with the Indians on the outbounds.
Reached in, tipped it out of bounds.
Ian Holman will pick it out for the Indians. Ian just checked in for Riley Dilworth. Ian gives out the Ryan Post. Ryan Post looking around. Gavin Toby's good step in the post. No good. Rebound by the Green Wave.
Man, he can't. Those are shots he was making last night. You know he's going to make those, but
45 seconds left in the second quarter, and throws up a one-hand shot and good, and a late. And oh, he calls a charge. No good basket charge.
I am happy about that, but I'm not sure I agree with it. I think he missed that one. But
if it should be after the. I think it should have been after, but
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, because I don't think there was any. I don't think there's much contact of any sort before the shot.
No. So now the Greenville's coach is yelling at him.
Yeah.
3-point basket, Ryan Post. Now
get
I'm going to get
Ryan,
a 6-point deficit for the Indians.
Yep.
Indian Greenville
half, but that can get us started.
Making a push, looks inside. No, it's not there. It gets inside the big guy and throws up, not even close. And Owen, 14 set. That's going to be a foul on. That should be a foul.
Number 5 on Flannery?
Nope. It's going to be a foul on number 33, Owen Chain. I'll go back to the Green Wave.
I missed that. Did he elbow him to push him a little bit?
He pushed him a little. So
I didn't see that, but that's okay.
I'm guessing
13 seconds.
Greenville had to take the last shot. 13 seconds left.
Yep.
23-17.
Let's just steal it. Not going to steal it.
And, wow, another. Not a great shot by Greenville.
Yeah, and they made it.
25-17, 3 seconds left. And Ryan Post. And good.
Yes.
Ryan Post with
a
three.
28-footer.
Wow.
Quite a bit behind the line at the buzzer. And so it's 25-20 at the end of two. And we'll be back after a few messages. Back right after this.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here in Greenville, Greenville High School, where the Fort Recovery Indians are trailing the Greenville Green Wave JV 25-20. And what do you think about that first half, Reese?
I really think, just going back over it, I think we're just a little sloppy with the ball. Turnovers are killing us, and we're not getting the shots that we and I played under Overton my sophomore year, but I don't think it's the shots he's really looking for. And I know him. I know he's probably barking at him right now and telling him what they need. I mean, it's pretty – I think if the guys truly know basketball, they should know that it's just the turnovers are killing him.
Yeah.
And we're not getting the shots we want, and we're kind of giving them their bad shots, but we're fouling them.
Yeah.
And that's – it doesn't – it doesn't do no good for us.
Yeah, and it's
kind of hurting us because I bet I'll put probably half their points or probably more is on their free throw line. And for their coach, I bet he's happy about that. And that's, I mean, I to be honest, I wouldn't, but it's not the shots he wants, but it's, we're just, I guess we're just getting a little foul happy or something, but.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know much about the game, but I keep hearing coaches and other people say this, that move your feet, move your feet, move your feet.
Don't play with your hands.
And it seems like we're not, we're always behind. They get past us and we start swatting, or, you know, something happens and it's just not going the way it should. So I'm thinking that, you know, we just need to kind of get our heads in the game, because I just don't think that's.
And sometimes it's more. Especially since it's the second game of the year, I remember every year the first Friday Saturday games, it takes a wear on your legs, and it's more getting your feet wet with this, and and for sure going into the season they're going to get a lot better, and I can see a lot of improvement. I'm looking at the roster right now. I mean, I'm liking, like, Gavin Toby's. He's a pretty solid player with the ball, and he's driving, and he knows when to kick, he knows when to pop.
Yep.
Ryan Post is looking good. I mean, you can go all the way down this roster, and I bet these guys will be looking a lot better, and they will for sure help Coach Bayshore out next year.
Yeah.
Losing three starters from the varsity team with seniors, Chervon, Kay Wendell, and Ryan, Cade, and Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor, Cade, and Ryan, okay.
Yep.
I really think Gavin Toby could be a big time player for, especially scoring and defensive wise. And I'm telling you, most of these guys can probably help him out next year too. So,
we were hurting there quite a bit, and then Ryan made two threes in the last 30 seconds or so, and
that was huge.
Yeah, that changed the momentum at least. Somewhat, and, you know, gives us a spark and gets us fired up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so we're now down five instead of nine or 11.
I can see them coming out and playing a little better care of the ball. And it's Tony Overton's he's one of my better coaches I've had. And he knows the way he knows what he's got to do, and he knows how to get the guys going. And I expect that to happen here in the second half, and I think the Indians could pull away here in a little bit.
Yeah, if we start playing right.
End of the third, we should be, I think we'll be ahead eventually. So we'll be back after this. We'll talk about the varsity game a little. 25-20, 4:13 left at halftime, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here in Greenville, 25-20, our score. Just over 3 minutes left in halftime, and we'll start the third quarter. And talk a little bit about the varsity game coming up. Varsity won a good game last night over St. Mary's. I was not there, so I really don't know how the game went. I know Grant Kanapke played really well. Pete had limited time, and he did what he's probably what he could put out, and Ryan
probably
played well.
Yeah.
I heard Ryan scored the first 8 points.
Yes. And then Kate ended up with 13. But the focus went on somebody else, and the team and none of the players thought there was any problem with that. When the focus goes somewhere else, all they want to do is win. So,
yeah, that's all.
And the focus kind of went to Grant at the end of the game, or he was getting
on
most
fire.
Points, and that's just fine. I'm trying to find the score from the game that we cut into, but they're not even showing any score, even an early score. It was Clinton Massey and Steubenville, and Clinton Massey was way down, and then they came back with three straight touchdowns, I believe.
Yes.
But they're still down 10 points. The last, I think, when we cut into it. Again, if you do want to listen to that, it's probably it's almost for sure over by now. The game will be on our archives in its entirety late tonight. So if you do want to hear that, I'm trying to find a score, and I can't find one from anybody's websites. So I guess we'll just have to worry about that later. And we'll be going to the Tri-Valley and Trotwood-Madison game after our game is over here tonight, depending on how late this goes.
Yeah.
Somewhere around halftime, we'll be joining that. But if you do want to get the Trotwood-Madison and Tri-Valley game before that, kickoff is at 8. The coverage starts at 7:30. And you can go to OHSAA.org on your phone or computer and go on listen live, and you can hear that game, or at least maybe if you want to just click on every once in a while and go off of us and go over and listen and see what the score is and come back. So
yeah, and going back to that varsity game, I bet this is a game Bayshore would love to have a win.
Yes.
For sure, since against his former team, and for sure for the season.
He's here for 2 or 3 years, and we are glad to have him, and I know they're not happy that he's gone, but I think it turned out very well. I saw Jeff Vaughn, who's going to be helping you with the varsity coverage.
Go over and interview him.
He was talking to him, so we'll get his thoughts on that. And it's good to have, like, I can ask him some questions, but a coach to a coach knows the right questions to ask. After the girls' game last night, this afternoon, I just said to Coach Patch, I said, I'm not even going to ask any questions. Just say what you want to say. And
they won, didn't they?
No, we lost. It was disappointing. We didn't play well. We looked sluggish, like our JV is looking.
Where is that against?
That was Wapakoneta.
So we're back in action here. JV Gail will bring it up, and we'll kick out to Ian Holman. Ian Holman looking around, gives over to number five, Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby, another turnover, and Overton's about to lose his mind. We'll go up, layup, no good. He got boxed out.
They got three straight rebounds, missed every one of the shots, three straight rebounds for the Green Wave, and the last one, we fouled him.
So that'll be two shots at the line for number five, Ethan Flannery. So Ethan will go to line 25-20, 6:42 left.
Third foul on Gavin, I believe.
Yeah, makes the first. I'll make our score 26-20. And maybe the Indians are not going to come out of there. That was not a good first.
Not a good first possession, for sure.
And we'll make them both. So. And, he's probably not one of the guys we want to foul later in the game if we got to get to that point.
Yep.
And
just about threw that one away.
Brian's looking around and throws over. Oh, my Lord.
Threw it between two of our guys. One of them was going up court, and the other one stayed where he was. So it was kind of between, and so Greenville gets the ball back. Foster Cole will trigger it in.
Gives it number two, Alec Fletcher. Gives it back to number four, Reed Haynes. So gets the screen at the top. Goes the opposite way. Kicks over number two, Alec Fletcher, for three. So
at least that was a good shot.
Yeah. That's
a lot of shots they've made are ones that a coach would not want you shooting. Another steal.
Wow. And the Green Wave are just going.
Goal again.
And the coach Overton's going to call a timeout.
Scored 32, seven straight points in less than a minute.
32-20 is our score. 6:06 left. We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Welcome back to Greenville. And Indians just gave up seven straight points. The only time we got the ball down on our end of the court was Russell Gale on the opening pass in, and he went down, and I think he just lost the ball, bad pass, and we haven't really gotten it much past center court since then. It's been 54 seconds, and they've scored 7 points. It was a five-point deficit. Now it's 32-20. And bad start for the third quarter for the Indians when we were hoping it would be a good start. And new guys in there.
Had new subs. Kobe's in, number 12, Dylan Evers, Owen Shane,
Ryan
Gale,
Post
and
back
Ryan
in.
Post. So I think he went back to a few of his starters.
Yep, and then some other people too. Dylan hasn't been in
and
the game
Ryan
yet.
Ryan Post will throw away a ball, so I guess we're just getting more sloppy as game's going on, but I hope that changes. So bring
it
up. Yeah, it's got to. We're not gonna be in this game much longer. Gives over the number two, Alec Fletcher. Alec will traveled. And hopefully this can turn around for the Indians. So
let them make some mistakes and maybe we can take advantage of it.
Yep.
Surely do hope so.
So Ryan Post will bring it up and they have the little man-to-man press. Ryan breaks it, dishes off to Dylan Evers. Dylan over to Owen Shane. Three-point basket, no good. Rebounded by number two, Alec Fletcher.
That was a good shot.
And it's going to be a foul on number 12, Dylan Evers. And that'll be his first, team's second.
Too sloppy.
And Overton puts on the press. And they'll throw a Hail Mary pass up to number four, Reed Haynes. They'll give it off number two. Alec Fletcher throws up a shot, no good. And it'll be rebounded by Dylan Evers. And it's going to be a jump ball. And it should have been a foul before a jump ball.
The Greenville player never actually touched the ball. He was on Dylan's back. If he did touch it, he was reaching all the way around Dylan.
Yeah, and number four, Reed Haynes will pass it in. Gives over to Alec Fletcher. And it'll be a hold on Ryan Post.
Yep. Man, this just isn't going well, and we need a break somewhere along the line. We sure aren't getting a break. So Greenville.
Number four, Reed Haynes will bring it in for toss over the top. Number 20, Foster Cole. Foster gets over to Reed Haynes. Reed Haynes backs up, drives, throws up a layup. No good. Rebounded by Owen Shane.
Yep, that's a nice Owen rebound.
Pushes hard and loses it, and we are going to be lucky that went out of bounds, because that should have been another turnover on the Indians, but we got lucky there.
Yep, they came from both sides of him and knocked the ball away and out of bounds.
Owen looking around and gives in to Kobe Wendell. Kobe, I think he's going to be a solid player eventually.
Yes, yeah.
Kobe gives over.
Nice thing is he's quick and he's a thinker.
Gale gives it to Owen Shane. He's going to be fouled and he should be having two shots. Yes, he will. So 32-20. Owen Shane going time for two with 4:50 left in the third.
I like the way Owen's been playing this year.
Yep.
Playing strong, very, very strong.
His brother last year was really good. Yes. But let's not say his free throw percentage was the greatest, but Owen's a little better.
Yeah.
No offense to Ethan, though. He's
he's a heck of a guy, and what a hustling player he was.
Yeah.
Man, I watching him play.
Owen makes the first, makes the score 32-21. 4:50 left. Owen Shane throws up the next one. No good. Rebounded by and we're just turning it over too much where Greenville's just getting the ball and it's not even a challenge for them to really get back. So let's see if that changes or is it going to stay the same. So
38-24 with a little under a minute to go in the third quarter. Indians behind. They had it down to an 8-point deficit.
Austin Fletcher will go in for an easy layup.
That's a 16-point deficit.
And the Indians will push with Ian Holman. Ian Holman, spin move, kick.
Toby.
Gavin Toby, 4-3. No good. Rebound by Ryan Post. Ryan Post puts it back up. No good. Rebounded by nobody. It will be Fort Covey ball.
Yep. And the Green Wave player five, it's Flannery, up on the stage trying to get that one. Got a sub.
Number 44, Dylan Faze. Frazee, I guess.
Yep, and 20's coming up. Take a little extra rest, 35
good
seconds.
Good, posted by Ryan Post, but
didn't get it in the
perfect
hall.
Setup on Fitzgerald.
Those are shots that will go in almost every time, and I bet we've missed 15 of those. Man, 40-24, 33 seconds in the third quarter.
Ian's finding trouble, gives over to Gavin Toby, that's the foul. And Gavin Tobey will go to the line for two.
Yep. Caught it about 5-8 foot from the basket and went right up. And shot didn't go in, but he was fouled. So we'll get a couple of shots here. Sixth team foul on the Green Wave. Here in the third quarter.
Tobey will throw the first. No good. These are just gimme points on free throw line, but we haven't made many of them.
This is as good as we looked last night. You know, we didn't make a lot of shots, but as good as we looked last night, hustling and all that.
It's not looking over on this.
No.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't.
Misses second, so Greenville will bring up number four, Reed Haynes.
Looks like they're going to be content to run the clock down 20 seconds.
Yep.
Dribbling out past the volleyball line.
Haynes will lose it by Kobe. Kobe with a steal. Kobe will go for a layup, gets fouled.
But
no
get
call,
called.
But jump ball and will stay with the Indians. It's 7.3 seconds left. Kobe got killed almost.
Yeah. That was a little contact there, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. And Ian
tries to get it in, swatted back into the stage.
Hands.
Yep.
And Ian will throw it in again for the... And find Brian Benn, and he traveled, but didn't call it ain't good.
Puts it in.
So 40-26 is going to be and no good on good hustle by Ryan Post to get that last second.
Steals it with only a second or so left, and he couldn't get the shot off. So
40-26. And we'll be back after this for the fourth quarter.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Greenville High School. Indians trailing 40-26 here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Greenville scored 15 points in the third quarter. Indians scored 6. So we went from 5 down to 14 down a little faster than we wanted to.
Yeah.
So Greenville will have the ball to open the fourth quarter.
And they'll get into their point guard number 4, Reed Haynes. Reed looking around, gives it to number 2, Alec Fletcher. Fletcher will drive, kick inside, stolen by Ryan Post. Ryan Post is driving. And kick out to Ian Holman. Ian Holman for 3 on his first shot, almost an air ball. Ryan Benn will end up with the and it'll be a foul called on the Green Waves. That'll be their 4th.
Yep.
Or no, that'll be their 7th.
Yep.
And one of the 4 recovery teachers and the seniors over here in the right corner are yelling at him, so.
I think the coach is getting some razzing from some of his former players and or students here at Greenville. Our varsity head coach puts a big smile on his face. I'm pretty sure they loved him here, and
yep.
I think we're going to like him a lot at Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Like him so far, but we're one game into the season, so. Everything I've seen so far, his demeanor, his
even when he came up and talked on the talk show, the sports talk, he was so down to earth. He was nice, dude, and he knows what he's doing.
Oh yes.
I'll promise you that he knows what he's doing. He knows how to run it, and I think he'll do a great job here at Fort Recovery.
I'm very sure of that.
He loves the Fort side and loves the gymnasium. It gets a little crazy at times, but he likes it. So he's one of those guys that like the intensity up. And
yes,
Brian Ben will go to the line shooting too off a foul.
He had a nice move there. Got hit pretty good and held. And so shot was missed, but he gets a couple of shots. And he made a few last night.
It'll be a timeout for the Green Wave. Full timeout, 40-27 our score, 6:35. We'll be back after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Yes, someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
We're back here at Greenville High School. Brian Benz at the line.
Shooting two.
6:35 left in the regulation.
Brian Benz will throw up the first and good.
Nice smooth shot.
Good to see his brother Matt Benz.
Yes.
He was a great point guard for the Indians back 2 years ago, last year. He was,
and 2 years ago, but yes.
2 years ago, yeah. And he's one of the better ones we've seen.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Hustle. And he had that nice shot.
For sure, with his dad, you know he's going to be a pretty compact and good player.
Matt was one of those guys when he got on a streak and was open, man. He just never missed that three-pointer.
No.
He just stand out there. And I think at one point in the season he was, 12 for 13 to begin the season or something. Crazy number.
Number four, Reed Haynes will go to the line. Missed the first, and we'll get a second. 40-29.
Now, sometimes you get three-point shooters that'll shoot every chance they get.
Yeah.
He only shot when he knew he could make it.
Yep, and that's what kept us – streak to 10. He made 10, I think, straight, and missed his 11th. And I know some of the guys, I was on the bench, and some of the guys gave him a little.
So he's not perfect.
Yeah. So Owen Shane will get off the Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive, kick up, and miss. Rebound by number.
He got a little foul, but they're not calling it. So
Rebound by number four, Reed Haynes. Reed will bring it up, give it to number 25, Shakol. Gives it to number four, Reed Haynes. There's playing keep away from Russell, and they'll throw it in number five, Ethan Flaherty. Missed it and gets nope. Ryan Post gets rebound. Ryan's driving, kicks it over to Owen Shane, and foul, and one.
Oh,
and that's the
man.
Second one. Owen Shane's lit up now.
Yes.
That's the second and one he's got.
Just keep giving him the ball. If nobody else is going to get fired up, just give him the ball.
Yeah.
Man, he was streaking toward the basket. Ryan Post with a great pass to him. Just flowed right in there and got the and one. 41-31 now, down to 10
if
point
we can make,
deficit.
Get a few stops and get a few quick scores. I mean, we're still as bad as the Indians played so far, we're still in this game. And
absolutely. And if we can just pick it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all we need to do, just pick it up a little bit. And we're going to be in very good shape.
Yeah. So Owen Shane will go the line shooting one and just could cut this into a single deficit. So up and no good.
Off to the right.
And
Toby hustling just about stole it away, but goes out of bounds.
Greenville will
but a little
possession.
Disruption, and that's always good. Try to disrupt.
And we're going to a zone press. They get across half. They throw across court. Here's it back to their point guard, number four, Reed Haynes. Reed will throw up a shot. No good. Rebound by Rutledge and good. So Rutledge, he's a solid player, but he's a little chirpy, I think.
Yep.
And Russell in the corner, he traveled again.
But they didn't call either one.
He gets swatted out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Indians. He traveled twice.
No, he didn't. Ask the official.
Russell will get
into Ben.
Oh, wow, Ben.
Through Ben's hands, and Russell was right there to grab it. Ben's on the floor.
Good hustle by
couple of missed
Russell
shots
Gale.
By the Indians. Man.
And it's a foul on Russell Gale, so that'll be his.
I'm not sure. I think it's first, maybe.
It should be his first. I think. Yeah. Yep. No. It's his third. If I'm reading the roster,
third. Yep. I'm looking at the thing wrong here.
Rutledge throws up a shot, no good. Rebounded by the Owen Shane. Owen will kick it up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive and be a foul on number four, Reed Haynes.
Now they have their point total where we have our foul total. He has 0 points, three fouls. I was thinking it was zero fouls and 3 points.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be timeout on the Indians. So we'll take a timeout with them. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll be back after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Greenville High School. Fourth quarter, 4:42 left. Indians are down 12, 43-31. And I've lost track of what the, I think it's Greenville's. No,
Ryan
Post.
Ryan Post on
call. Yeah, that's right.
And misses the second, and it will stay. He doesn't know, and it will go.
Okay.
The one ref doesn't know, and they're going to huddle. It's going to be stay with Fort. Nope, it's going to go to Greenville.
We'd lost connection there for a second, so the Green Wave is ahead 44-34 with 3:04 left in the contest. Not sure how long we've had some several technical issues tonight. I don't know what it is, but disconnecting and reconnecting, and it's just a little bit of a problem.
And they throw in a crazy pass in, and Greenville,
nice interception by Owen to Toby.
Foul on number two.
Yep.
Alex Fletcher, and that'll be his fifth, so
yep.
He is out.
At 11 points.
Yep.
Nice game
not,
for him.
Not a bad game for him. So Gavin Toby will go to the line shooting two.
10-point deficit, a little under 3 minutes. That's definitely not impossible, but we have to play noticeably better than we have been most of this game. So
Austin Fitzgerald will check in for number two, Alec Fletcher, which has been out with foul trouble. And he will not be able to return. So, and Gavin Tubb will go to the line shooting one. Shooting the first one, and no good. So, Brian Benn will come in for Riley Dilworth. And Gavin Tubb will get a second shot. 44-34. Indians trailing 2:53 left in the fourth quarter, and good. So, 44-35. Greenville Green Wave. Keeping the lead. I'm not sure if we even had the lead this game once, even at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't believe we did. I think they were way up
start.
On us because we only got 4 points in the first quarter. We might have been up 4-0, but that might have been the game this afternoon too. One of the games we were up 4-0, and then all of a sudden we were behind.
Greenville will take a timeout. We'll take one with 44-35, 2:31 left in the fourth. We'll be back after this.
Tuesday, December 12, 2017, the FFA is sponsoring a Gingerbread House Family Night for parents and children in grades pre-K through 5th grade. Each child will be decorating his or her own gingerbread house to take home. A parent is required to accompany their children. The event will be held in the high school commons beginning at 6:30 p.m. and will end around 8:00. The cost of the event is $8 per child. Check out the school website for more information. Again, that is Tuesday, December 12, 2017.
We're back here at Greenville High School, and want to remind you again, Division III, the last of the state football finals, is the broadcast is coming up here in just a couple of minutes at 7:30. We are recording that, and it will be in our archives, and we will join that game. That's Dresden Tri-Valley and Trotwood Madison. We'll join that game after our varsity game is over. But for right now, we are doing basketball is what you'll hear on the air. But if you want to catch some of that game or just keep up on the score, you can go to OHSAA.org on your phone or computer and listen in on that. I don't believe any of the stations around here are broadcasting all of those games besides us. So several other ones did some of the games, but they're not doing this one, I don't believe. So Indians have the ball here.
Greenville turned it over on the inbound, and Indians about turned it over.
Yep.
But we get back. Gavin Toby drives, kicks over to Owen Shane. That's a good pass, and it's going to be a travel.
I thought he caught it and moved one foot, but he might have moved that other foot first. But I thought he moved just the one foot. So that'll give it back to the Green Wave.
And they will bring it up, dish it out to number 40. Mason Weixen throws up. Is that Mason that scored?
Yes.
Yep. That'll be his first 2 points of the game.
Just under two minutes,
yep. And they're getting the corner, Russell Gale. Russell Gale will go up and floater one in, one-handed. So good little layup by Russell.
Yep, like that move.
And number four, Reed Haynes will pass, dish it over to number 50, Austin Fitzgerald, way off air ball.
That was a a 15-footer from 18 feet.
Brian Bim will get the rebound, check it up to Toby, misses up one-hand floater. And Greenville's coach yelling at them to slow down.
Yep.
40 and get across court. They have the ball in Reed Haynes' hands, so Fort Recovery decides the foul, which hopefully they won't, because they'll make this game a little longer than it has to be, but if that's what Coach O wants to do, go for it. And they're just playing keep away now.
Ryan tips it out of bounds. One of their passes back out to the outside. Just under a minute to go now. Indians down 9.
Yep.
Definitely not impossible, but we'd have to play so much better than we've been playing.
I'm not sure that
it is possible.
Nope.
We would have to really catch fire, and we've only had a couple of little sparks.
And Brian Benson foul him, and I'll send him to 1-1. So 51 seconds left, 46-37, there's 4. And number 40, Mason Weixen, will go to the line shooting 1-1.
He's a pretty big boy.
Yep.
He is a
sophomore.
He looks like he's probably 6'2", 220, 30.
Yeah.
Pretty stocky. Big.
Yeah.
And that bounces on the rim 3 times and out.
Out of balance, and we'll stay with the Green Wave. Tip it out. Nope. Yeah, we'll stay with the Green Wave, so we tipped it out of bounds. And they do a little bounce off the back of Russell Gale, but it works, but I didn't get them the opportunity, and they're going to foul on number, Owen Shane. And that will be his
third.
So number 50, Austin Fitzgerald, will go to the line shooting 1-1. And number 44, Dylan Frazee. You can never get that right.
Yep, F-R-A-Z-E-E.
Number 50, Austin Fitzgerald will go up the second shot and good. Or first shot, my bad, on the 1-1. We get his second shot here in a second.
He's a pretty big boy, too. He's a junior playing on the JV.
10-point lead for the Green Wave. Throws up a second and airballed.
Complete airball.
And
the ball will go to the Indians on the out of bounds.
Ryan Post will bring it up for the Indians. They got to go in hustle mode now. Ryan Post going up for an easy layup. Missed it.
Yep.
Rebound by Rutledge.
He got Rutledge a little too far under the basket.
Yep,
maybe.
Rutledge will give it off to number four, Reed Haynes. And I think that one's going, this one might end it.
Gale's chasing him like crazy, but he's not fouling him. Just making it difficult.
Yeah.
20 seconds now.
Dish out to number 44, Dylan Fazee. Give over to Rutledge on the top of the key. And last 10 seconds, and the Indians are just going to hold off the foul. And Shane's
guarding them pretty close, but they're not fouling them. So.
Nope. And that will end her.
Probably good.
47-37, Greenville Green Wave beat Fort Recovery. JV match, and we'll be back after this to talk about it.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
Welcome back to Greenville High School. The JV game is finished, and it ends in a disappointing loss for the Indians. Well, disappointing maybe, but disappointing the way we played. 47-37. Indians were very lackluster. Greenville had a little spark going, and they were throwing up some interesting shots, we'll call them, in the first quarter, and almost all of them went in. There's five or six shots that most coaches would not be very happy with them taking the shot, and they all went in. So, I don't know.
It's just turnovers and really just holding onto the ball when they needed it, and the turnovers just came in a time where the Greenville just, I guess, took away the game. And I mean, we were in the game, I'd say, almost the whole game. I mean, we've been a 10-point. We were almost in the game the whole game. So I mean, it's just, I guess, turnovers killed us, and then we didn't really make a whole lot of shots, so it's kind of...
Nope, a little disappointing, and just, but, you know, look, I guess we'll have games like that, but if you saw last night's game, it was kind of the opposite of last night's game. We looked pretty good last night, and tonight we didn't look very good.
We just, I don't know if we were sluggish or just not in it, or it's just...
If you saw the girls' game this afternoon, that's kind of how this game went. Just not a lot of really having your head in the game, I think. I don't know. It's just after seeing last night and being so enthused about this JV team, I was a little disappointed at how this that JV game went. But that'll happen.
Yep. And so we'll take a break for a little, and 18 minutes before varsity tip-off between Indians and the Green Wave.
So, so we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And we'll catch you on the other side. Again, we don't have the stats. The stats guys aren't here. They have some printer problems, and they're not here, so we don't have actual stats for you. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes with the pregame with the Wayne IGA pregame show.
for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.